Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. Good Monday morning. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this feature that presents talented Tennessee Valley writers reading their own works. Today, poet Susan Luther steps into the spotlight. She's brought us her musings on the organist's socks.
One of the benefits that came from the pandemic is virtual church. And one of the benefits of virtual church is that you get to see things you wouldn't see if you were seated somewhere in the middle of the congregation. That's where this poem came from. There's some embellishment, but mostly it's true. On the Organist's Socks. With a quotation from Pablo Neruda, "My feet were honored in this way by these heavenly socks." As the camera pans the virtual service for those in the shelter or trapped at home by illness, ice and snow, phobia, or simply got up too late, the lens comes to rest on the keyboard, the dancing fingers and frantic feet of the organist, sometimes slippered, sometimes in loafers or lace-ups, with socks of many colors and patterns. Sherlock Holmes, say, for mystery. Argyles, for time and tradition. Mickey Mouse, a nod to God's laughter. If he knew all eyes were upon his feet, would the organist wear plain black socks, the way you did, every day and always, despite your colorful life? No. He has, as you did, a fine sense of fun. Doesn't take himself or theology too seriously. No doubt if he read this, he'd join us in celebrating footwear. Did you know that once proper women, who must never spread their legs, were prohibited from playing the organ? And now, praise the back and forth movement of the organist's feet. Praise the argyles, the houndstooth, forest green and brilliant orange, nylon, cotton and blended stockings, black socks. Or if, sockless, back and forth, forth and back, the organist's feet pedal the whole congregation all the way there and back to Glory Land.
A confirmed North Alabraskan, as she puts it, Susan Luther was born and raised in Nebraska, but has lived in Huntsville almost all of her adult life. Founder of the Coweta Poets, she has published widely in a variety of journals, anthologies, and several solo collections. Having taught, lectured, judged, done editorial work, and given presentations in many academic and community venues, Susan is grateful beyond words that she's now living the life of the word, poetry, family, and friends, the life she's dreamed of ever since she was a little girl. You can hear Susan's poem again, or any of the past poems or stories of Sundial, by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And we'll bring you another new episode of the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.